Bangkok 8 is a wild thriller starring the wild side of the city of Bangkok. It paints a crazy and fascinating portrait of a place that makes you see it, smell it, taste it, and really want to visit it. John Burdett, who wrote this book, joined us earlier from our studios in London. He has created a most unusual hero, a cop named Sonchai, who sees ghosts, remembers earlier lives, and struggles to solve crime and save his soul while tearing around Bangkok on motorbikes called suicide taxis.
Well, he's extremely unusual in that he's half American. His father was American. He's also, I guess, unusual in the sense that he's the son of a working girl, a prostitute. That might not be so unusual. A huge percentage of Thai women in Bangkok do work in these bars.
He says that that he was basically sentenced to become a policeman, and worse than that, an honest policeman.
Yes, he had a traumatic childhood. He and his best friend did murder a drug dealer. He almost went to jail. He changed his ways after he spent a year in a very strict monastery. Mending karma is a sort of intrinsic to Buddhism and to Hinduism. So the abbot, who happens to have a brother who is a police colonel, thinks it's a good idea that these two boys become cops, and they'll have to be honest cops if they want to escape the murderer's hell. Hell, by the way, is an entirely different concept in Buddhism. It's really a state of mind, not actually a physical place.
One of the little sketches, and this book is full of these little sketches, of why Sonchai is the way Sonchai is and what his life is like, just at the beginning of chapter 10, where he describes what it is like to be the son of a whore.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Sons of whores learn about manhood from our mothers, especially Farang manhood.
Farang is a word that means?
It means Westerner. For my mother, the Farang was a discovery channel of exotic foreign travel. Cuisine so mysteriously bland you had to concentrate to taste anything at all. And above all, a great experiment in psychosexual manipulation, which she perfected to a form of high art, eventually achieving through an almost imperceptible alteration of tone the kind of cash bonus that in lesser practitioners would have required at least a tantrum.
I think that the mother, Nong, the whore, is one of my favorite characters in this book. She's retired, and she's thinking about going into business.
Her idea is that Viagra has been under-exploited by her trade, and that there are plenty of elderly Western men who would be only too keen to come over to a specialized bordello in Bangkok.
And she tells her son at one point that the reason this is going to work so well is that you can absolutely schedule these men, because once they take Viagra, 1 hour later, they're good to go.
That's right. She thinks that the trade is still dependent on Mother Nature, and she would like to make it all much more efficient.
In the chapter where Sonchai's mother is describing to him what her bordello, her Viagra bordello, is going to be like, they're having this conversation over lunch. Why don't you just begin, read the first paragraph?
No one in the market has seen the full potential of Viagra, my mother explains over Marlboro Red. We're sitting at a food stall after finishing a meal of tom yum soup, fried fish, spicy cashew nut salad, three kinds of chicken and thin rice noodles on a street in Pratunam. Our table is loaded with six different dipping sauces, beer bottles, chopped ginger, fried peanuts, mouse-shit peppers and bits of lime. We're about 12 inches from the traffic jam, but the stall is famous for the quality of its roast duck curry. It's so famous, the police colonel in charge of the district doesn't dare to bust or squeeze it, even though its tables and chairs take up most of the sidewalk and force pedestrians to risk their lives among the traffic.
Now, I haven't even mentioned the man who was murdered by a drugged python. I haven't talked about the people who had sex change operations, thereby totally confusing the investigation. I'm kind of staying away from the plot, partly because it's completely impossible to imagine how you could discuss it. But was that the idea, that you would sort of take us there instead of take us through the plot? You would just take us through the place?
Yeah, absolutely. Two things. There's that. The book is the place, as far as I'm concerned. But also, Sonchai's whole attitude to life is Buddhist, And it's not necessarily logical. He doesn't believe human life is logical. So the plot actually follows his mentality, which is seeking out coincidence, seeking out intuition, instead of tracing it in a sort of linear system of one clue after the other, which is the way most police thrillers are written.
John Burdett's novel is called Bangkok 8. Thanks very much for coming into the studios in London.
Thank you, Linda, very much.